welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello, my name is Natalie Cutler. I'm the national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO USA. With us today is Jennifer Valdivia, Audit Partner and West Regional Leader for the Retail and Consumer Products Group at BDO. Jen is joining us today to wrap up a two-part mini-series on the new retail return policy. In our last episode with RJ, we covered the reverse logistic woes that led to some of these changes that we're seeing. And in this episode, we are going to examine the topic from the consumer's perspective to hopefully better understand some of the implications rolling out what seems to be a lot of change. Jen, I'm happy to have you back on the show.
Thanks, Natalie. Great to be back.
Awesome. So I know we've spoken about this topic before, right? But it does seem to be one of those topics that keeps coming back in the industry as the market evolves, and that would be returns. When we spoke with RJ about why retailers are revising the return policies to be stricter, he mentioned that the volume of returns that they're seeing these days is overwhelming the reverse logistics system. What are your thoughts on that, and why do you think this is happening?
Yeah, certainly it makes sense. The volumes of returns are greater. I mean, given how many of us shop on Amazon these days, the ease in which to return our items, there's been a greater expectation that's been placed on retailers due to this sort of Amazon effect, if you will. Customers expect all retailers to be able to transact with the same ease, and this includes the ability to return items just as easily. I know for myself, many of us have experienced that not all retailers can handle the volumes that come from these returns. And that's really costing those retailers a pretty penny. It's really something has to give.
Absolutely. And I've seen some of the retailers, they actually have returns that they've received that are non-saleable. You just can't resell it. And that's a significant cost that really hits the bottom line. So it makes sense, and we understand why from the retailer's perspective. But if we put ourselves in the shoes of the consumer, which you and I both are, how do you think the consumers are going to react to these changes?
I mean, they're going to pivot. It's not going to matter, right? So consumers are going to pivot to fit what their needs are. And if their preferred retailer that they're currently purchasing from is not catering to them as they have in the past, they'll definitely find one that does. Consumers will adjust. They'll find ways to get what they want when they need it, in the timeframes they need it, and potentially become less brand-centric as a result. And it's definitely a risk to retailers if they're really not careful.
And it's almost anti the whole building retail loyalty, right?
Indeed. So yep.
And retailers work so hard to build that brand loyalty and through that client customer acquisition. And it would be a real shame if that all goes to nothing as a result of these new return policies. So it's really going to be interesting to see how all of this gets played out. Because there really is like a standoff here in the making. What risks do retailers run if they stick by these revised return policies and they don't pivot?
I mean, look, you said it, right? Like, it takes a long time to build consumer trust, both at a brand level, at a retail level, you know, whatever you're talking about here. So becoming more strict with a return policy it's going to erode customer loyalty pretty quickly and become really difficult to woo those customers back. I mean, you know, burn me once. Okay. You know, maybe I'll deal with it. Burn me twice. Like, I'm thinking twice. I'm not sure I'm going to be going down that road again. I'm going to look for an alternative that at the end of the day appreciates my business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Jennifer. And don't forget to add us to your library wherever you listen to our podcast so you can get the insights you need to succeed in retail. Have a wonderful day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.